I'm going to ask you to indulge me by remaining standing for just a few moments. Let me begin by reading the Epiphany Proclamation for this year of our Lord, 2017. This is a tradition of the church that dates back to the time when calendars were not readily available, and a tradition that still has merit in reminding us of the grandeur of our liturgical traditions, as well as the focal points of our common life as followers and worshipers of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, the glory of the Lord has shone upon us and shall ever be manifest among us until the day of his return. Through the rhythms of times and seasons, let us celebrate the mysteries of salvation. Let us recall the year's culmination, the Easter Triduum of the Lord, his Last Supper, his crucifixion, his burial, and his rising, celebrated between the evening of the 13th day of April and the evening of the 15th day of April, Easter Sunday being the 16th day of April. Each Easter, as on each Sunday, the Holy Church makes present the great and saving deed by which Christ has forever conquered sin and death. From Easter are reckoned all the days that we keep holy. Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, will occur on the first day of March. The Ascension of the Lord will be commemorated on Thursday, the 25th day of May. Pentecost, joyful conclusion of the season of Easter, will be celebrated on the fourth day of June. And this year, the first Sunday of Advent will be on the third day of December. Likewise, the Pilgrim Church proclaims the Passover of Christ in the feasts of the Holy Mother of God, in the feasts of the apostles and saints, and in the commemoration of the faithful departed. To Jesus Christ, who was, and who is, and who is to come, the Lord of time and history, be endless praise forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. During the season of Epiphany, we remember and recognize Jesus as God, as seen through the eyes of many people in our lectionary readings. The Magi, John the Baptist, Simon Peter, Andrew, the sons of Zebedee, James and John, the crowds who heard the Sermon on the Mount, and the earliest followers of the risen Lord who didn't yet think of themselves as Christians. Jesus will be revealed in these stories to be King, Healer, Teacher, Miracle Worker, Son of God, and Emmanuel, God with us. These are ancient images of our Lord, and Epiphany invites us to see them with fresh eyes in new ways. Today, we have the opportunity to see Jesus in a new way as he submits himself to baptism for repentance. Repentance itself means to see in a new way by changing direction. And now, this is not to say that Jesus was in need of repentance, but rather he acted in solidarity with our need for repentance. The baptism of John, as you may remember, is not Christian baptism, which is a cleansing of sin and adoption into the household of God. The baptism of John is preparation for the kingdom of heaven, which draws near in the very person of Jesus. Just as he is setting forth on his mission, Jesus is willing to submit to this baptism, just as he will eventually submit to crucifixion. And in doing this, he reveals to us in his submission the truth of his identity, the Son of God who is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus reveals to us precisely that the Son of God humbles his divinity in obedience to the limitations of our humanity. just as John so rightly recognizes when he objects to baptizing his Lord. What follows is an action that sets the template for our own baptism as Jesus comes up from the water gasping for air. The Spirit descends, and the voice of God from heaven acknowledges Jesus as his beloved child. It is a type or model of our practice of baptism. A type is a person or thing that is believed to foreshadow another. Our own baptismal rite follows this template in that we vow also to submit to the revealed will of God. The fivefold promise that we will make in just a few minutes commits us to opening our eyes to see the world around us in new ways. We see the value of submitting our individual, isolated egos to the identity of Christian community in following the ancient apostolic practices of corporate prayer and communion. We see the brokenness that besets our beleaguered world and the darkness that sets up residence in our own hearts. And we commit ourselves to resistance. We look for the good news of God in Christ, and we look for ways to proclaim that gospel when we go forth from here, from our holy hill, into our community. We look for the type of Jesus in everyone we meet, every single person without exception. We help each person see the presence of God within them by loving them as God loves them. We see injustice and discord in the world, and we work to convert those circumstances to peace and justice. These are mighty promises we make in response to God's gift of grace and adoption. The Holy Spirit has set her seal upon us in making these promises, and she will empower us for keeping them. The wisdom of God has provided for us an image of what it means to be sealed, empowered, and sent. The passage that we heard just now from Isaiah is commonly called a song of the servant. There are four such songs in the book of the prophet Isaiah. This song in particular has strong ties to the baptismal themes that I've laid out for you today. It's sweeping in its scope and specific in the practices to which it calls us. The servant seeks justice peacefully and diligently, tending the flame of righteousness until the light of God's love shines brightly in every corner of this world. The prophet's servant song promises that God is with us in keeping our promises to do what we must in order to open the eyes that are blind, to bring light to those who sit in darkness. With God's help, new life breaks forth in ourselves and in our world when we let our imaginations be captured by the call and the promise of baptism. The waters of baptism are infused with new creation, and we are saturated in our baptism with the vision of a new way of living. As we renew the vows of holy baptism, I invite you to hear these solemn promises with your whole hearts and to respond with your whole lives.